All right, thank you very much. And hello again, dear radio friends. How in the world are you? Doing all right? Bless your heart. Yes, it's your good friend Bob Cook. You and I are back together again for a little while, looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Christ is the head of the body, and that word body means his church. All of the blood-bought, spirit-indwelt believers all over the world constitute the body of Christ. And so it says, from him. Now, what of it? You see, Christ is the body. The believers are the body of Christ, I should say. And now, so what? All right, verse 16. From him, the whole body fitly joined together. That means God has a special place for you. You think you don't have any special equipment, any special gifts? Listen, God has a special place for you that no one else can fill. Fitly joined together. You are part of his plans. And then it says, compacted by that which every joint supplieth. The word compacted actually means coalesced. The flowing together. How can I illustrate that? You've been to the dentist and you see him put some powder in a little container of some sort and then add something else. When I was a boy, they used to use silver and powdered silver and mercury, as I remember. And I said, now what happens? I remember as a boy asking the dentist, what happens when you do that and you stir that around and then you pack it into the tooth? Well, he said, when I add the mercury, that forms what we call an amalgam. It joins together. Well, I still don't understand exactly what happens. You chemists, you geniuses who dwell in the laboratory, you could tell me all about it, I'm sure. But this is the sense of what you have here compacted. God fits you together with other believers so that you actually belong to each other. You are joined, you are coalesced, you are mixed together in something that is other than if you were all separate. The oneness of the body of Christ. Now, of course, you experience that anywhere you go in the world. You meet a believer, someone who knows the Lord Jesus. You may not be able to speak his or her language. You may not have very much in common culturally, but oh, the oneness of heart there is as you realize that you both love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Compacted. But then it says, compacted by that which every joint supplieth. There is something in you that answers the hunger of somebody else's heart. Have you thought about that? Most of us are naively self-centered. We think of what is our need and how we feel and what others may do that will affect us. Isn't it true? But have you thought of the fact that there is something in your life that answers to the call of other people's hearts? And that as you live the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he lives his life through you, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, beloved, there is something in your life that answers the heart hunger and the call of another believer somewhere as you meet him or her or them in the course of the day. By that which every joint supplieth, you have a special source. You are a resource person for somebody today. Would you be on the lookout for that? Now, don't make a performance of it. You spoil everything if you do. Just be yourself, full of the Spirit of God, and you'll find that what you are satisfies the heart hunger of somebody else who needed just what you could give. There was a man who died back in the 1950s, 55, I guess. I was at his funeral. He was a famous man. And I was pretty good friends both with him and with his wife. And so I spoke with her at the time, extended my sympathy, said I'd pray for her, went on home. A month later, it struck me, well, people forget. The funeral is over, the world rolls on, and people forget. And I thought, I'm just going to send a card. And so I picked out a card that says something like, I'm thinking of you, I haven't forgotten about you, and so on. And I wrote a few personal words and signed it with the words, just because, and then signed my name, Bob Cook. Well, do you know I got a letter back and said, your card came just at the right time. I was having such an awful time and was so burdened and so lonely, and your card came just when I needed. Well, I didn't know that it would get that reaction, but I was obeying, evidently, the prompting of the Spirit of God, and that's how it worked out. I've lived long enough, and I guess some of you have as well, to realize that the spontaneous actions that you take under the guidance of the indwelling Holy Spirit oftentimes turn out to be God's provision for somebody else. You want to remember that? As you live in the Spirit, the spontaneous actions that you take under the guidance of the Spirit of God turn out to be God's provision for somebody else at the time. Oh, make much of that, will you? It is so important. That which every joint supplieth. You, beloved, can be God's supply to some needy heart today. Then it says, this is a long sentence. Paul is the master of long involved sentences, isn't he? According to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Now, here before it said there's a supply from every joint. Now he says there's something working in every part that makes what's happening happen. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Now then, the amount of usefulness you and I will have depends upon the amount of God's power working in us. Peter Daneke used to say, little prayer, little power, no prayer, no power, much prayer, much power. It is true that the more you wait on God and the more you experience His presence, the more you'll be a blessing to other people. That's the way it is. So it says, according to the effects of working of God in every part. You go back to Ephesians 3:20 and you see what he's talking about there. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. See? Paul said, I labor according to his working which worketh in me mightily. I have to tell you that the index, the measurement of whatever blessing you may bring to others depends upon the measurement of God's working in you. The more He works, the more you'll bless. That's how that works. The effectual working of every part. How does God work in me in a way that's going to bless others? Well, the first thing He does is to humble me. Maybe you've discovered it, have you? Pride stands in the way of blessing. Pride stands in the way of blessing. And the first thing God does, if He's going to work in me to make me a blessing to other people, is to humble me. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of God, and He shall lift you up. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. That's the first step, the effectual working in every part. How does God work? As I read His word and when I pray, the Holy Spirit of God convicts me of my pride and my tendency to want to manipulate God. God reduces me to the place where I say, Lord, you're God and I worship you and I'm not going to ask any questions of you. I'm just going to worship you and obey you. to humble yourself before God. That's the first thing. If he's going to work the effectual working in every part, how does he going to do it? He humbles us. Then second, he reveals himself to us. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant, you read in the 25th Psalm. He reveals himself to us. What a satisfying, although almost devastating experience that is. Daniel records it when he had an experience with what we would call a revelation of God to him. He said, I was on my face, I retained no strength. Then he said, he touched me and set me on my feet. And he said, O man of God, fear not. The revelation of himself is the next thing he does if we're really seeking him. First, he humbles you. Second, he reveals himself to you until your heart is so full you can scarcely contain it. Until you're not asking for anything, you're just pouring out worship and adoration and love. Do you know about that? In the secret place, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And that's the 91st Psalm as it starts. And then at the end it says, because he hath set his love upon me. You know, as God reveals himself to you, your heart just fills with love for him. And you're not presenting a little laundry list of things you want him to do any longer. You're just worshiping and loving him and praising him because of all that he is and all that he is revealing himself to you to be. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God reveals himself to you. Then, we're talking about the effectual working in every part. First, he humbles you. Second, he reveals himself to you. Then what? Then he enables you for his will. I can, said Paul, do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He said, I take pleasure in my infirmity. He was very realistic. He knew his limitations. He said, in order that the power of Christ may rest upon me, for when I am weak, then by God's grace I am strong. He enables you to do what he wants you to do. Anything God wants you to do, he'll help you to do. Well, we'll get at this the next time we get together. Precious Father, humble us and reveal yourself to us and enable us. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Till I meet you once again by way of radio, walk with the King today and be a blessing.
You've just heard Walk with the King, the ministry of Dr. Robert A. Cook. This program is listener supported. For more information or to find out how you can help continue his ministry, write to us at Walk with the King, P.O. Box 43, Trumbull, Connecticut, 06611, or visit us on the web at walkwiththeking.org. Thank you for your support of this ministry. This has been broadcast number 7355. Thank you for listening to Walk with the King.